Maybe you have seen it. There's a sculpture, a large hand representing God, with a little child nestling in the palm of his hand. And there is an inscription from Scripture, of course, from the prophet Isaiah, and it says, "Upon the palms of my hand I have written your name." And then brings us to today's gospel. "Fear not, I am with you always." Today's liturgy is an encouragement to all those who are working for the establishment of God's kingdom. Fear not. No one. Do not be afraid, because the truth will triumph. Do not be afraid. This was the welcome that John Paul II gave to every time he visited a country. His first words were to the people, "Fear not, be not afraid, have courage, let your light shine." We are to trust Jesus Christ. Now, the Holy Scripture is full of stories inspiring us to put fear away and trust God. One story in particular comes from the book of Judges. We are told a large crowd was facing the people of God, the Israelites. Then God called a simple farmer by the name of Gideon. He said to him, "Go and save the Israelites from the Midianites. I will be with you." Gideon reluctantly obeyed, and God together, 32,000 men who volunteered to go. It was, in a way, a volunteer army, you know. And God said to him, he said, "That's too many people." God's reason: if Israel wins with a huge army, the people will say, "This is our victory." They will not understand that God gave them the victory. So God said to Gideon, "Tell those who are afraid to go home." And guess what? 22,000 breathed a sigh of relief and went home. I was one of them, you know, I went with them too. So now he was left with 22,000. But God said to him again, "Still too many. I tell you what to do. Take the men to the water. Let them drink. Those and only those who lap the water you shall keep. The rest, send them away." Now he was left with 300 men. God said to him, "That's better. You're going to win." The Israelites were victorious. When we trust, somehow God takes over, and we find how strong we can be. we find that we can cope with any human condition, especially with fear. What is your greatest fear in life? Bring it to Jesus. Lord, I am afraid, terrified of surgery. I am overwhelmed by my responsibilities. Let Jesus calm you down. Remember, God loves His creation. But also remember that you are His masterpiece. He cares for you, and He loves you as if you were His only creation. Do not be afraid, Jesus says. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. Now, Jesus is not a dreamer. We know that to follow Him is not always easy. In fact, the United Nations declared that Christianity right now is the most persecuted religion. The most persecuted religion. It takes courage to follow Jesus, for it involves carrying a cross. Christianity can make us unpopular. Many a time we have to stand up and be counted. Again, be not afraid. Trust in Jesus Christ gives us the strength to go on. Jesus promised to be with us. In today's gospel, Jesus ends up with that we are not to be saying yes or no. That we are not to be a double standard Christians. If we honor Him, we will be honored by His Father, He said. Christ, again, won't accept the double standard, but we cannot call ourselves Christians and contradict our belief, our faith. So accept the cross of Jesus and follow. As I said, it's not easy, but there are no easy virtues. That's why they are virtues. Jesus came to turn the so-called virtues of the world upside down. So accept the cross of Jesus. Listen to Him when He says, I am going to be with you till the end of time. What is our reward for following Jesus? Well, Simon Peter one time asked Jesus this question. He said, Lord, we have left everything. I left my boat, I left my father, I left the fish alone, they are happy. He said, what am I going to get out of this? And Jesus, He could have said to him, none of your business. But He answered that question. He said, you who have followed me will also reign in my Father's kingdom. What a reward that be. Because that kingdom is a kingdom of peace and justice and love forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.